formula to end the shortage. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The president issuing orders to get infant formula back on store shelves.
President Biden says invoking the Defense Production Act means formula manufacturers will receive the ingredients to make formula before other customers do. He also announced what he calls Operation Fly Formula.
I've directed the Department of Defense and the Department of Health and Human Services to send aircraft, planes overseas to pick up infant formula that meets U.S. health and safety standards.
The formula shortage got significantly worse in February when Abbott Labs shut down a major production facility after four infants got sick and two died. Abbott says there's no evidence their formula is what sickened the babies.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal in Tennessee. Two infants hospitalized when their parents fed them the only formula they could find. It was the wrong type. Several people have been shot in Philadelphia. Some of them may not make it.
Five victims, a 28-year-old man shot 14 times throughout his body. He's extremely critical. A 59-year-old man was shot in the chest. A 20-year-old woman was shot seven times throughout the body. She is extremely critical.
Chris O'Connell of Fox 29 in Philadelphia says two suspects have been arrested. The suspect in Saturday's mass murders in Buffalo announced his plans in detail in an online chat room 30 minutes in advance. No one listening alerted authorities. New York's Governor Kathy Hochul.
These social media platforms have to take responsibility. They must be more vigilant in monitoring the content, and they must be held accountable for favoring engagement over public safety.
The House has passed a bill that would increase federal spending to prevent domestic terror. The Justice Department warning police around the country there is an increased potential for extremist violence from both ends of the spectrum as the Supreme Court prepares to rule on a Mississippi abortion case. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Still no decision in Pennsylvania's Republican Senate primary election. Dr. Mehmet Oz leading by just over 1,200 votes. But businessman Dave McCormick says mail-in and military ballots still uncounted will put him over the top. A mandatory recount appears likely. Preparations continue on both sides of the southern border for a surge in migration, expected to begin next week.
On the U.S. side, law enforcement agencies joining the National Guard to put on a show of force in Eagle Pass, Texas, all trying to deter migrants from trying to cross the Rio Grande if and when pandemic-related restrictions are lifted. Those restrictions, collectively known as Title 42, are due to expire Monday, and all along the border in Arizona, border agents say they are preparing for a surge and will deal with it if it comes.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. The Department of Homeland Security shelving plans for its disinformation governance board, announced just a few weeks ago, saying its goals were mischaracterized. A sergeant in the Russian army has pled guilty to war crimes charges in Ukraine, admitting he shot and killed an unarmed man in the early days of the invasion, but says he was ordered to. He could face life in prison. Ukraine says there have been thousands of war crimes committed by the Russians. In the NBA semifinals,
Golden State strikes first at home.
They trap him here. Who's it? Blindly. And gets it back for a triple. Oh, he hit it again!
Call courtesy of TNT. Steph Curry sinks the three-pointer and delivers a little dance after to the sold-out crowd at Chase Center. Steph with a double-double, 21 points and 12 rebounds as the Golden State Warriors romp the Dallas Mavericks Wednesday 112-87 and take Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals. Jordan Poole providing 19 points off the bench for the Dubs, and Steve Kerr's return to the sideline after missing three games due to COVID-19 protocols. Game 2 for the Warriors and Mavs coming up on Friday.
Fox's Matt Napolitano, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.